Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Good day. Good day. Getting ready for a big snowstorm up and down the East Coast beginning sometime towards morning. And just prepare for it. Button up. But let's start out as we open up with our first guest. His name is Dawn Kearle. It's spelled K-E-I-R-L-E. And the name of the book is Time Travel Tales from Granddad, and the book is published by Author House UK, and you can get it available by going to Author House, Barnes & Noble, or Amazon.com, and a welcome to the show from across the pond. It's nice to have you on, Don.
Well, it's nice to be on. My real first name's Dave. I only use Don as a pen name.
Okay, well, we want people to know your pen name because they're not going to buy the book under Dave. They'll never find you, okay?
Well, they might find it scrabbled away somewhere.
But all right. Well, let's get to the interview because we only have 10 minutes. Well, give us the essence of the book, what it's about, and why you wrote it.
Well, okay. I wrote it because I'd retired from work, and I really realized that I got a big hole in my life and not having to work anymore. So I thought, well, I could do with writing a book. Everybody can write a book, can they not? But can I? And then I thought, anyway, what the hell am I going to write about? I thought about it for a few hours, and I thought, well, when I was a kid, I always loved stories about space. Loved them. And I thought, well, I'll do that. And then I started, well, okay. I've read numerous space stories over the years, but they all fall into one category in one respect. They all presume space travel is easy. You just, you get in a ship and you go. And that's it, just like getting on an airplane. It may come to that one day, but I don't see it in my lifetime. But anyway, I thought about how I'd do this, and I think about all the things that I'd written. So I haven't plagiarized anybody, but there is content in there that really came to me via reading other people's efforts. So I got make the presence of thanking them all for that at the end of the book and what have you. And it turned out to be a far bigger book than I thought. It was actually a trilogy. And somehow, once I got going on it, I couldn't put it down. But that's about the truth from me. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, sounds all right. It sounds all right to me. You're a funny guy. Do you have any people you looked up to as science fiction writers who were kind of a model for you, like Isaac Asimov or Ray Bradbury? Or is this something that just developed into your mind?
I wouldn't ascribe myself to be good enough to pick anybody as a model. I mean, for instance, right at the moment, I'm almost finished Dan Brown's book, The Origin, and it's quite fascinating. But I couldn't undertake a book of that nature. It requires far, far too much research and far too much brains, which I have a small amount of, but not too much.
Have you written any other books prior to this, or is this your first entry into the market?
Well, I wrote a couple of kind of short stories, which I've not tried to get them published. I just wrote them because I wanted to write them. And some of them were quite good. So I think, anyway. But there is, I'm biased because I wrote it. But I will say that my one niece, going on the computer one night, she suddenly spotted this book and me, and she realised that Don Curl was me. And she said, "Oh, look, it's Uncle Dave. Look what he's written. It's very nice when you write those in his golden ears." golden ears, me. Fit as a flea, me. Anyway, I'm 77 now, but that was 2009. When I started to write this.
Good for you. I like to see people who can remain physically and emotionally active, and you're one of them over there. Who is it? What age range is the book for?
Well, anybody who reads it. I'm not proud. I imagine being a space story, younger people might take more of an interest. I'm not really in a position to judge, so I just hope. When talking to Author House, I was thinking, well, the question was, who is it aimed for? And I put everybody. I didn't want to exclude anybody. And any sale is gratefully received, you know who it is. Yes.
You know, there have been a lot of books written on time travel, successful movies, et cetera. It's a fascinating, fascinating subject.
What
makes your book stand out? What's different about it?
Well, I didn't intend to write a book on time travel. It's just that with the method I used for space travel and one little development that came during the book, which was travel faster than the speed of light, and that took some imagination to get that going. I had to leave it alone for weeks while I thought about it. But, yes, it's a natural progression once the book was going. So I did it. And I tried to be realistic about it, and I realised while I was writing and I got thinking about it, I don't think it's ever going to be possible. There's just too many snags, far too many snags.
Well, that's what it is in writing books. It's an effort. Did you know the outcome of the book before you started writing it?
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't even know the characters. You know, they evolved as the book went along, and I suddenly thought, what about this guy here? And I thought, well, actually, he's quite a decent character. I'll bring him up to be like the second in command of the ship. But I had to, you know, put a fair bit of background in for him, and he was a chap they called the Prof. Now, strangely, when I was at technical college, somebody once called me that. The name didn't stick, but I just happened to remember it, and I thought, oh, okay. So there we are. The Prof, that's how he came to be.
Well, what have your friends said, your families? Of course, never listen to your family. They love everything you do. So what kind of response have you gotten outside of your family? I mean, your family thinks it's the greatest thing ever written. What response have other people given you?
My daughter thought it was an absolute load of, you know, but once I got it published, she sort of changed her mind. And then she said, well, I'll proofread it if you like. I said, well, there's no need. I've done all that. And it might still be a bit wrong, but if it's wrong, too bad. That's what I'm publishing. There we are.
But, is this what you plan to do in your remaining years? Although 77 is not old today, do you plan to continue writing?
And that I was writing it, yeah. But I don't know whether I've ever took that on board. Yes. Well, I'll tell you something, Stuart. I knew I'd got an interview coming with you, but it always seemed to go wrong. Every time an appointment was made, it wasn't there. But then yesterday you rang up, said, OK, we'll ring tomorrow at 2. I said, OK. And there you are, bang on the dot. So.
Brilliant. Well, we have to be. This is when the show is. I can't call late. I've got to call when the show is. We're on the same time every day. You're a funny guy. You got a great sense of humor. I'm sitting here with a big smile on my face. And that's a compliment to you, by the way.
Well, it's one to you as well. If you can pick up. I mean, I'm not an established author, so I haven't really got an ego about it. I really haven't. But I'll tell you, I enjoyed writing the book because, I got on the computer and looked at various facts as I could find off the internet, and like however you would weigh on a this planet or that planet, and I took all of some of this information and, I used it as part of the story. But, all very good, very good.
What was the biggest challenge in writing this book once you got started? What was the most difficult part?
You really asked me a question there. Well, actually, the very first part of it was, how on earth are we going to travel through space with a rocket? Or we'll call it a rocket for want of another name, but it hasn't actually got a rocket engine. And I remembered reading something when I was about, 10, by one of the famous science fiction writers, and he got this thing where they got this stuff with the blocked gravity off, and I thought, ooh, that'll be a good way to do it, but I had to invent a bit more to it and what have you. And so what happened then, they got up into space, aligned the ship by rocket power with the sun, and then waited for the ship to accelerate. And then they would, so many miles from the sun, they'd switch off the attraction engine and just go round the sun's gravitational thing, and it a big loop, and then throw the ship at Mars.
All right, Time Travel Tales from Granddad, written by the very entertaining Don Kerrle. It's spelled K-E-I-R-L-E. If you want to Google it, it's published by Author House. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to your next book.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well. Bum, 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 bum,
all right, you remember that song, Laurie?
Well, like it was yesterday.
You know the two groups who sang it?
No, it escapes me at this moment.
The Jayhawks were one.
Okay.
And I'll let you fiddle to figure out the other one. If you can't, you can go up on Google. But it's I have to leave a little bit of temptation in the show. It'd be nice if I were giving away $10,000, the lines would be off the hook.
Right.
But I'm not.
Oh, geez.
Well, you don't know the answer, so you wouldn't be a winner.
I would not.
All right, yeah, we're back. And again, I just got to keep reverting back to, let me go a few other places here first, all right? I want to talk about, let's go talk about the great year Trump's had and how he fools everyone, how he's much smarter. But I first have to say, so much for global warming. Wasn't this the anniversary date where Al Gore predicted that it was Armageddon? Who the hell would listen to Al Gore? I always thought he was a buffoon. And this is the day to see Armageddon. Is the temperature 115 degrees out there? What a disgusting. He's disgusting for other reasons. But these people who know everything, like Paul Krugman and Tom Friedman and all these brilliant writers, mostly for the New York Times. I mean, all you have to do is the opposite thing. That's why when I go see a movie, like I mentioned, you weren't here yesterday, Laurie, but I don't think the critics gave it bad reviews. So there were other movies. And I, you know what I say? I don't care what the critics say. I really don't. And since you missed the show yesterday, Laurie, write down, this is a great movie. Yep. Best movie I've seen in a long time. Three Billboards. Three Billboards.
Okay.
All right, and you're gonna absolutely, you're gonna love it. It's a great movie. So we're not in global warming, and the situation in North Korea has taken an interesting position. Although Trump is maintaining his position, North Korea and South Korea, for the first time in years, are going to engage in conversation, which is never a bad sign, while at the same time, Kim Jong-un said that he's got a button on his desk, a nuclear button, and Trump, I thought it was hysterical, said he's got a bigger button on his desk, and it works. I don't know, it just hit me as being so funny. Also, before I do this little this little segment here on what Trump has accomplished. Let me say that during Obama's eight-year presidency of trying to destroy the country, he did a great job doing it. I mean, he really, really planned this out beautifully. And since he's got the presentation skills and the the skills of being a great orator, you put all that together and the average person who knows nothing buys it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, there are still Obama worshippers out there. I've never been an Obama liker. I've been an Obama hater since day one. No, not since day one. I gave a couple of days until the Reverend Wright story came out and the others, and I said, this could be interesting. I don't care what color he is, so I'm not bringing it in. I don't care what color he is. What color is Hillary? Matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. So Obama, during his 8 years of the presidency, never, ever, 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 ever once hit 3%. The only president in history since these statistics were kept. 3% GDP. Trump is up to about 3.3, and he could be headed to 4 or 5. I mean, he's done the turnaround in an amazing short time. You won't hear about that on CNN and C-SPAN. And by the way, I didn't watch it, but I heard it and saw it on the one of those websites. I'm an absolute 100% disbeliever. And I got off the track again here. That's all right. A 100% disbeliever in the use of marijuana, the legalization of it. It's like two wrongs make a right. And the idiots, a lot of them who are defending it, are saying, alcohol is no good for you either. Well, this discussion isn't about alcohol. Alcohol isn't good. Neither were cigarettes. Marijuana, the use of marijuana, and the statistics showing it leads to other drugs. And thinking about in that nutty part of the world, in California, which has an economy bigger, which is, I think, the seventh or eighth big in the world. There are so many lunatics living out there that let them have their own country. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful places that I ever visited. When I went to Beverly Hills and Bel Air the first time, I came back and I said to my parents, oh, my God, would I love to live there. And I still got a little of that inside. And when you see, you know, you live with the people who are, by and large, yeah, I mean, obviously, these thoughts have long diminished. But who could possibly think that this is a good move? A state that became a sanctuary state through Governor Moonbeam, Jerry Brown. And I mentioned in this show that Jerry Brown and I did in-studio shows together, not together, but one right after the other. So obviously we had a number of times to chat back about, 25 years ago or so. And he was distant, and it didn't really have anything at all to do with politics, because at that particular point, even though I knew what I was, I never brought up politics. We didn't have the issues we had today. Boy, was he, did he personify the nickname Moonbeam. I can just remember, all I can remember is I said to myself during the conversations, what's he talking about? He sounds like a lunatic. Here he is. I mean, you believe, my God, I can't believe it. He's 83 now. And he's still cooking as governor and a popular governor in California. He's perfect for California. But sorry, I do not buy into this. There are going to be so many accidents on the road. I can't believe it. There are going to be so many people who become addicted. Retail stores to sell legalized marijuana to people who don't have cancer, chronic pain, or eye trouble. I mean, medicinal marijuana, I'm for it 100%, obviously in controlled conditions and with approval from a doctor. This is flat out nuts. It's like saying, take a look at the world and what's wrong with it, and let's see how we can make it even worse. It's my opinion. It's my opinion. I've seen so many people, as I'm sure you have, stoned, who are making no contribution to anything. Tell me one good side of it other than the medicinal use. All right, we're going to come back. Talk about, what's his name? Donald Trump.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turned into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no. And his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me,
ask for Mr. Blue. Here's an announcement that I'm going to this. I used to be involved with, goodness, how fast I forget. Harvey, I can't even think of his last name, and his doo-wop shows for a number of years, promoting them, being a voting member into his Hall of Fame, which is actually nothing, but I enjoyed it because I love picking just a few people every year to go into the Hall of Fame, along with other people's votes. It wasn't my decision. I don't know why his last name just popped out of my head. I haven't even seen it, but I am going to the Stoneham Theater in Stoneham, Massachusetts. It's got shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. May not want to go Friday after what we get whopped up here in New England for snow. So I'm getting tickets for a Sunday show. It's the Doo-Wop to Disco, an original theater production that follows in the footsteps of the last days of Doo-Wop. It's the continuation of the story from the previous production, both written and directed by Richie Willis. There are original songs and songs from the 60s and 70s that everyone will fall in love with all over again. The show features a talented cast, a cast of local actors portraying singing groups, the Jewels and the Dorés. Along with these great vocalists, there is a four-piece band, Breakaway, which was the premier disco dance band of the Boston area during the 70s disco era. The story timeline is 65 to 79, but the songs are timeless in their appeal. The show is a must-see for anyone who's been there or anyone who wished they were. I don't know, Laurie, I don't know if you remember Stage Door Disco. I produced that show for Channel 38 in Boston and brought in all the big disco names all around the country. It was pretty thrilling at the time, and I also I don't want to go back that far, but I love disco, and for reasons here that I may have noticed, right on my desk, I have a full, beautifully framed picture of John Travolta and Karen Lynn Gorney. But let's not go into my esteemed and fascinating background here. Let's continue with this. Since the day Trump was elected in November of 2016, let me just give you an idea. And the message here is I'm sorry if I offend anyone out there, including certain members of my family. You're an idiot. You all, honestly, either you're uneducated, you're ignorant. That means you're uneducated. Ignorant doesn't mean you're stupid. Or you're stupid. Or you're in denial. If you can't recognize or give some credit, I mean, I'm amazed every single day because I love the beating the far left is taking. I absolutely love the screw-ups at CNN. Oh, goodness. And MSNBC. Speaking of that, I didn't see, nor honestly did I see even the reviews. I hate to jump subjects here as I go to talk about Trump. Anderson Cooper, whom I have very, very, very little respect for. I mean, he's just part of the group. Doesn't have anything to do with his sexual preferences. I don't really care what his sexual preferences. He could be dating trees or cows. I don't care. It has to do with him participating in the festivities, and I don't know who his co-host was. Laurie, do you know who? I can't think of her name. I never heard of her. On the New Year's Eve celebration.
who the co-host was?
Yeah, with Anderson Cooper of CNN. I don't even recall her name. She's so innocuous. You don't really watch CNN, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I love you. And they did a new, well, here, you're hearing this along with everyone else. This is what I've heard. I haven't even seen a clip of it, but I've heard so much about it. They hosted the New Year's Eve event, which is a far cry from the days way back when all the great ones hosted it. Brett Parks and even Dick Clark. I mean, it was done so professionally and with dignity. And they were, from what I heard, I don't think Anderson Cooper was stoned, but his co-host, I think, was, from the reports that I got. And that's why I'm just sort of backing off. Oh, they were talking about pot, and they were talking about how great it was, and they were having a time of their lives, just like, and we've all been around people who were stoned. I mean, hell, you used to walk across the street, and you get stoned yourself just breathing in wherever everyone was doing. I was in a show I used to participate in, what's called a boutique show, and at the old McAlpin Hotel in New York, which is now gone. And, you know, I was a distributor in the fad business, fad merchandise, all the hot products that were out, all of them. And everybody, you know, everybody, that's an untrue statement. It's an exaggeration. Cut out the exaggeration. There were so many people smoking pot and doing drugs, and I wasn't selling bongs or anything like that. Yeah, I used to leave that show. I'm not kidding you. I used to leave with a high. You couldn't walk down the aisle without breathing it all in. That's how bad it was. And that's kind of the thoughts that I had about New Year's Eve. So here it is on New Year's Eve. You ready? You had a lot of people who were just stoned and other people who were walking around with the handout of a million adult diapers with who knows what in their pants and in below freezing weather. Pretty hard to think of a more disgusting combination. I mean, is this really what America has come to? You look, and I used to cherish it, and I'm just not one for going out and doing this stuff. I don't understand it. I never understood it. Sitting in the comfort and warmth of your own home watching this and a Super Bowl. I've turned down Super Bowl tickets. Boy, I'll tell you, Laurie would have my scalp if she could get those tickets.
You know that.
Yeah, you know, I know that. And it's not a knock. It's just, you know, I love sitting in warm, having a nice hot chocolate, being with my family. My wife can't stand that, so she goes somewhere else and sews or whatever she does. But I it's just something I don't understand. Also, the money, you know, that you have to spend today. And I mentioned the guy who bought a beer for $9 at Foxborough for the game, that final against the Jets, and the beer was frozen when he got back. So it was him. It was a lot of other people. But let me just qualify that, and let me say. And this is a sincere qualification. If this is what it is that makes people happy, I think it's great. So when you hear people, I know I sound like I'm contradicting myself, but I'm not, saying, look at those stupid people. They're not stupid if they're enjoying themselves. You know, I used to be part of the sports media here, and I would go to Patriot games. I get my own private media space. I'd have two unbelievable buffet meals there, lunch and dinner. I'd be sitting high up above next to everyone who's anyone on the 40, like that, Laurie, on the 40 or 50-yard line. With 2 minutes left in the game, I'd be down in the end zone with the media, and then I'd be in the locker room after the game, always making sure that I ask the first question. That's called self-promotion. Before anybody could speak, I would always ask the first question. And they were great days. And I have such unbelievable memories of my days in sports, working with Rico Petrocelli, doing all the Hall of Fame inductions in all sports, all of them. And, you know, they're just pleasant memories for me. So maybe as I get a little older, I sit here and I say, I can't understand it. But, you know, I remember one game, which I think was the coldest time of my life, back when Joe Namath was quarterbacking the Jets, and I was a little guy then. And I went with my older brother, and I can't ever remember it being colder than it was. And we were all bundled up, and I mean, it was just brutal. And we had to leave, and I think at the end of the at halftime, couldn't stand it anymore. All right, just a little reminiscing, and I keep putting off Trump. I'll get to it. Laurie, any comments on my little diatribe as we go to a break?
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is David Faber from CNBC. Love those questions from Stu Taylor. Always does a great interview.
I love doing these shows. I love doing them for Money Matters, and I don't know how to say this, and I'm in love with money. I love Money Matters.
And you love me?
Yeah, I was going to get to that, so why don't you be patient?
I'm not patient at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, can't you wait?
Okay,
I love
sorry.
Money Matters, and I can only tell you, the people here at Money Matters, and I've done a lot in my life. I have never, ever come across better people. Not only the ownership here, which is truly remarkable, but the entire staff. And I'm not going to start throwing out names, but I think you know. I don't want to give out names, but he who runs this operation, and I don't mean the owners, thank you. You've been great. You continue to be great to work with, and all the staff as well. And did I leave you out? Oh, and Laurie. And we have so much fun during the breaks most of the time when she doesn't have a problem. Maybe a car breaking down, moving. Everybody has problems. So I'm so happy to be here another year, and I don't love it any less than when I started. I hope that comes through during the course of the shows. We run into all kinds of situations during the course of the year. And there are a lot of them that are just positively funny, you know, like Laurie trying to connect me to people overseas, and just some inside things that happen in the production booth. And I mean, you can't see it. And I wish I could bring Laurie, the other half of the equation, into this in a more profound manner. But they may throw me out of here if I do. So you understand, Laurie, don't you? Maybe she does, and maybe she left already. But the show's still on the air. So since the day Donald Trump was elected, and I think I started this, that the industrial average has risen 35%, making the last 14 months one of the great bull markets in history. We've had, I think the number is 70 record-setting days. 7-0. And let me see where we are here today as I just take a second. Sorry. You know, I could sing to you, but I can't afford to take the chance. See how guarded I am? I'm so defensive. Let's see. I think we're going to hit a record today. And the Dow is already up 41. So we're into record territory again. If you want to talk about the January swoon, and a lot of this is because of this this really unusual president, but there's been some $6 trillion worth of wealth created for Americans. It's good news for the 55 million Americans with 401ks. There are 25 million who now have IRAs and another 20 million with company pension plans and employee stock ownership. So if you add the 55 million with the 25 million, that's 80, and then the 20 with company pension plans, you got 100 million people at least who benefited by this. Now, half the people are invested in the stock market, so I think this number pretty much correlates it. I think 53%. And Obama could only have deacceleration of growth in most cases, 1.2%, 1.5%. And how he has the sheer audacity, and I think he believes it. I mean, the best liars are those who believe it. Now, you may say, well, isn't that a contradiction if he believes that he's not lying? I'm not sure I can go through the psychological explanation of that. Trump is up about two percentage points in GDP, and he's still just getting started. The left was, just certain that exactly the opposite would happen with a Trump presidency. As Nancy Pelosi called it, Armageddon for family finances, the American economy, and the stock market. I used to say, let's get rid of them. I don't want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. I don't want to get rid of the lying, disgusting Chuck Schumer. I don't want them going. I want them staying. I want Adam Schiff staying. The representative, Congressman Alan Schiff from California. Keep staying and keep pouncing on collusion, collaboration with Russia, while the rest of us move on to the real issues plaguing this country. Keep all this talk of economic meltdowns and doomsday scenarios. The next time you hear a new commentator say, most economists believe that Trump's policies won't work. Economists are like blank, blank, blank. Everyone has one. When it comes to Trump's critics, just about all of them have been dead wrong. Trump's first gift to the world will be another financial crisis. That's what they're saying. That comes from England. Another, quote, friend, right? It's so unbelievable. He's going to be hustling the United States towards another financial crisis. And other liberals, like, I have no stocks. I advise, this was before the market jumped. I have no stocks. I advise, this is a quote, I advise people not to invest in the stock market. Not now. Way too dangerous. The genius, that disgusting looking Michael Moore, the filmmaker who grossed $20 million on his first movie and about three on his second and his second documentary, to be completely superseded by the great Dinesh D'Souza. Yeah, a few other quotes. Maybe I can get them in before we leave. It really does look like now President Donald Trump's and markets are plunging. When might we expect them to recover? We are very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. This was the day after the election. This was by the genius, everybody hails him, the genius Paul Krugman of the New York Times. This genius is wrong about just about everything. I love it. I want these people to stick around. All right, thanks for listening. Had a lot of fun today. See you back here tomorrow. Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.